Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Harry and Yunri with your 9am Zlines. In local news, Brisbane's build-to-rent market shows no sign of slowing down, with developer Brookfield proposing a $400 million riverside project at Hamilton. The MacArthur Avenue development would add 560 1, 2 and 3 bedroom units to Brisbane's rental housing stock across two towers. Falling within the North Shore Hamilton development scheme, planning approvals lie with the state government's Economic Development Queensland Agency rather than the Brisbane City Council. While the project would be adjacent to the planned Olympic Village, it would not provide accommodation for competing athletes in 2032.
The Bureau of Meteorology warns that a cold front pushing up from Tasmania will drop temperatures again across Queensland this weekend. Queenslanders have shivered through one of the coldest May months on record despite predictions of a warmer than average winter. Climate experts say it is expected also be a drier than an average winter with an increased bushfire risk. Tim Cowan, a senior research fellow at the University of Southern Queensland Centre for Applied Climate Sciences, says we are currently on an El Nino watch, which means there is about a 50% chance of El Nino forming by the winter and into spring.
In national news, the Queensland Seafood Industry Association is pushing for widespread country of origin labels on imported fish, with 70% of seafood eaten in Australia being imported. Fresh fish must be labelled with the country of origin. However, fish cooked at restaurants and cafes do not need information about where it was sourced. The QSIA says tourists think that they are eating fresh Queensland seafood at restaurants, but are being misled with imports affecting the $175 million annual seafood industry.
The New South Wales government says the state's two main renewable energy zones will be delayed for about 2 years. The two zones were drawn up by the previous coalition government as part of the renewable energy roadmap. The Minns government briefed journalists about its network infrastructure strategy on Wednesday, revealing that the Central West Orana zone would not hit its energization date until 2027 to 2028, compared with an initial 2025 target. Similarly, the New England zone will now start in 2029, compared with an initial 2027 goal. The Energy Minister Penning Sharpe said the delays were because the previous coalition government's timetables did not include the proper need to work with communities.
In international news, the treatment of a Kiwi at Miami Zoo has enraged thousands of New Zealanders who launched a furious campaign to bring their national bird home and prompted the zoo to apologise. The videos that emerged were of the reclusive and nocturnal Kiwi being handled and petted by guests under bright lights. The footage went viral within hours, sparking a 9,000-person petition with a flood of complaints to the zoo, a government intervention from the Department of Conservation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.7, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.